gentlemen, boys and girls, tonight you are in for a real treat, let me tell you. Please welcome the Rajasthani National Royal Theatre Troupe. Thank you very much. Thank you. Tonight, for your very special pleasure, we are going to perform a play written by Suresh Chandra Chakravarti, translated by Sri Chinmay. It is called Transfiguration. Thank you. Now, some of you may know this play. It is a very... What? What is he doing?
It happened again.
He always does this at the worst possible moment.
You must have said the word.
What word? I did
not
say...
Don't you remember what his mama told when she gave him to us as a baby?
Those Kazakhstani gypsies.
It's the curse of the Kazakhstani gypsies. If you say a particular word, you will go crazy. And you have to say that word again to revive
But what
him.
Is the word?
What
Get
did
the
you
word
just say?
For me.
What did you say?
Oh. What is the word you said?
I said... I did not say any magic
just
word.
Just repeat what
did
you just
say
told
something?
Me.
I didn't say anything.
I said, ladies and gentlemen...
Ladies and gentlemen. No.
Tonight we are going to perform a play...
Tonight we are going to perform...
Oh, this is so humiliating.
Just what else?
By Suresh Chandra Chakravarti.
Suresh Chandra Chakravarti. No.
It is not working. Ladies and gentlemen.
I really want to do this play tonight. Can we not do another play?
We have practiced Transfiguration for so many days now.
But there's other plays. Why do we have to do Transfiguration every time?
Because it takes five people. How can we do it if he's turned into a lizard?
We could get somebody some volunteer.
But... We have worked so hard on Transfiguration. Why don't we stop now?
Oh!
Ready.
Shh. Why do don't you say, to... don't say a word. You might say it again. Just shh.
Take...
Hey, sound baller.
Beggar woman The woman was ugliness incarnate. The man stone blind from his very birth. One day they chanced to meet on the outskirts of town.
Oh, you are a blind beggar, and I have no one to call my own. I shall clasp your hand and lead you from door to door. And thus both of us shall be benefited.
She could not express her actual feelings.
I shall derive much benefit from your kindness, no doubt. But what about your good self? I shall be nothing but a burden to you.
A human being cannot live without having such a burden.
So from that day on, they went out begging together. She held him by the hand and led him from door to door as he asked for alms. The blind man felt indebted to her and prayed to God to shower blessings on her. One day they went out far beyond the town and returned home very late. The sun had been unbearably hot, and their feet were scorched as they made their way home. The blind beggar said to his comrade,
"Am I not a trouble to you?
My life became unbearable simply because I had no such trouble."
The blind beggar could only remain silent. One day it began to rain heavily while they were on their way to beg. The violent downpour was accompanied by tremendous thunderbolts. The two beggars ran and took shelter under a huge banyan tree nearby. Even there, the relentless shower made its way down through the space between the leaves, soaking them to the skin. The fury of the wind and the lashing of the rain set them shivering in their scanty rags. Suddenly, in a voice choked with emotion, the blind beggar said,
"Ah, what suffering you are put to! But for me, you could have been free."
"Suffering, no doubt, is suffering. But suffering of this kind alone has made my life worth living."
Silence reigned upon the lips of the blind beggar. Intimacy of the blind man and the ugly woman grew deeper through touch than through words. She held him by the hand and led him from village to village. Her touch was to him no less than a garland of fragrant flowers laid upon him. That touch, day by day, penetrated his nerves and blood and assuage the deep-rooted pang of his heart. An utmost inseparable intimacy grew between them. One day the blind man burst out,
"I am consumed with the desire to see you. How I wish to be blessed with sight, even for a day."
At this, the woman was simply stunned, for she was convinced that she had got him precisely because he had no sight. Presently, the beggar asked her,
"What has come over you? What makes you so upset?"
The beggar woman caught hold of his hand and gave it a gentle shake.
"Oh, why, nothing is the matter."
But the eyes of the beggar woman were now brimming with tears. The beggar man himself became deeply moved. He asked her why she had begun to weep.
"Are you a magician? You have no sight. How do you know that my eyes are swimming in tears?"
After some moments of silence, he answered,
"Well, I myself do not know how I have known it."
Silence fell upon the two souls. One day the woman confided,
"You know, I shall lose you the moment your eyes start functioning."
"Why? How do you mean?"
"Well, you know, I am the most ugly looking woman upon the earth."
A subtle smile played upon his lips.
"You are ugly. Don't you lie to me. To your eyes, you are ugly because you have not been able to see your true self. But my blind eyes have seen it. You are the embodiment of beauty. Full of compassion are your eyes. A divine affection courses across your lips. A full-bloomed lotus is in your hand, and the blush of a red lotus shines upon your cheeks."
At this, a silent smile hung upon her quivering mouth. That smile was, as it were, laden with the sorrow of the whole world.
"Yet, I pine to see you with my open eyes."
For 2 days, a storm had been raging in all its fury within the heart of the beggar woman. She had a dream that the beggar would gain his power of sight. If this did happen, what then? The goddess of beauty had been hostile to her all along. There was no shadow of a doubt in her heart that the beggar would desert her as soon as he saw her. Again, she would have to go her own way. And who but the blind beggar could have fallen deeply in love with her? Ugliness itself. After a long battle, the selflessness of the woman came successfully to the fore. And she decided to tell him of her dream.
"Do you know something?"
"What is it?"
"Soon your eyes will obey your command. You will be able to see at your will."
On an overwhelming delight, stilled the power of his speech.
You will be blessed with the power of sight when you stand chest deep in Devi Lake, and when the blessing flower of the Mahalakshmi temple is put to your eyes at the very moment of sunrise.
Is it so?
His heart gave a jump and a thump in ecstasy.
Mahalakshmi herself has promised me so in my dream.
Light, hope, and delight shone on the beggar's face. There was a minute's silence. A few drops of tears stole into her eyes. Impatience tortured him.
But when, my dear? When?
In 2 days, the day of the sun's entrance into Capricorn.
On the appointed day, both beggar man and beggar woman stood chest deep in Devi Lake. A fragrant blessing flower from Mahalakshmi temple was in the hand of the beggar man. The beggar woman was trembling with expectations to see the sunrise. The sunrise. The sunrise. The golden disk was now appearing on the horizon. The beggar woman touched the blind eyes of her beloved with a flower. Lo, the miracle! Depths of his heart, he seized her by the hand and looked eagerly into her face. With a voice full of gratitude, he cried out,
"My dear, oh, you beautiful beggar woman."
She blushed and her heart gave a throb of ecstasy. She cast a glance at her own reflection in the water. There in the silvery freshness of the dawn, mirrored in the calm lake, her face transfigured into the goddess of beauty incarnate.
Bravo. Bravo, bravo, bravo. Over the years, we started to have a 30 years ago, first performance. Then over the years, many, many times you have watched the performance of this story play. This time it is by far the best, by far the best, by far the best. By far the best. Sudhar, your group's performance by far the best, by far the best.